Pirates. We'll take a break and come back with second half action right here on Cruise 102 FM.
Hi, this is Bill from Great Lakes Bay Renewable Energy. Solar electricity is no longer the energy of the future, it's the energy of today. We're making it truly affordable, and in the DTE service area, it's free. How much is your electric bill? What if you could reduce or even eliminate it? You can really do it. The solar energy system is UL approved and has a 25-year life. Now you can harness the power of the sun with our lightweight system that can convert the sun's power into current to run everything in your home. Start saving the minute the Great Lakes Bay solar system is installed in your home. We make it easy. As professional installers, we take care of everything. All you do is call. Discover how much you can save on your electric bill, and the government will help you pay for it.
Think green, green energy, Great Lakes Bay, renewable energy.
Call 989-684-2587 and zap your electric bill with a Great Lakes Bay renewable energy solar system.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular, I can hear you clear. Gotta turn you on to the talk of the thumb. We can talk all day, all night. You love Thumb Cellular.
Cellular is your local cellular provider with everything you need to stay connected, including BlackBerry smartphones, camera phones, phones for texting, and phones for just about any need you have. Thumb Cellular also offers 3G air cards as well as 3G home hub internet service. So stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach High School, 16-6. The Patriots with the lead over USA. And another update, Deckerville leading Lincoln Alcona right now 38-0 at the half. I want to thank the folks back at the studio, Derek Diesner, for passing some of those updates along. Some of the scores that we have right now: Cass City 19, Carroll 10. Hope I have that one right. Frankenmuth 21, Vassar 7. Ovid Elsie 21, Reese nothing. Marlette 35, Peck 20. And Deckerville, as we just mentioned, leading Lincoln Alcona at the half, 38-0. If you have an update on a game that is going on across the area, give us a call at the station, 989-269-9931. Interested to see how the Bad Axe Hatchets are doing tonight. The Lakers at home playing Imlay City. Kingston at Mayville. Bad Axe is down in Sandusky for that game. Brown City, Memphis, a few of the games that we have yet to hear about. If you have that information, give us a call. We'll pass it along. Getting ready for third quarter action here, and just as I ask for information, Jason's getting another update, so pass that along in just a moment as Aaron Ginther gets set to kick things away here for the Pirates. End-over-end kick that bounces and is picked up by Tyler Dick. He'll run it back out over the 40, close to the 45-yard line, where it'll be first and 10.
Yeah, I got an update from that Reese-Ovid-Elsie game. Ovid-Elsie 21, Reese nothing at the half, and no first downs for Reese in the first half.
Ooh.
So the Rocket offense, which has been pretty prolific this year, doing a good job moving the ball up until last week against Bay City All Saints, no first downs tonight against, which is a really good Ovid-Elsie team. They're no slouch, but again, Reese kind of find themselves in the same boat as Deckerville was the past couple weeks, kind of limping into the playoffs here. Not a way you want to be doing it here in week 9.
On first down for the Patriots, at their own 41-yard line. The handoff goes straight up the middle. And Tim Canfield, the ball carrier, picks up about three on the play. Second down and seven coming up.
And my spotter from Reese says, no first downs, really ugly for Reese. So,
well, that would sum it up if you're trailing 21 to nothing and not getting any first downs. Second down and seven. Second down and six coming up. Harper, the quarterback, is going to tuck it in, run it himself around the right side, and Harper up towards midfield with it, short of the first down by a couple of yards. Third down coming up for USA.
I see Deckerville's kind of righted the ship, though, here. A nice lead at the half against Lincoln Alcona, so they're getting things turned around after a couple of tough weeks.
Third down and a very short two coming up for USA. 10:40 to go here, third quarter, 16-6. Harper up under center, full house formation behind him. He'll hand it off. And the fumble ball is fumbled, and the Pirates indicating they have it. Haven't seen anything from the official, and now we do. It is Pirate football. As the ball came loose right at midfield, the Pirates come up with it.
Looked like Kyle Kramer fell on it for Harbor Beach.
Well, the Pirates will have it first and 10 right at the 50-yard line. Only trailing right now by 10, 16-6, so plenty of time to get back into this football game. At one point had it first and goal back in that first half from the 6-yard line and got backed up on a loss of yards, and then an interception was thrown. Ginther, the ball carrier, looking for some running room on the left side, has a little bit of room, picks up close to four on the play. Second down coming up for Harbor Beach.
Yeah, Harbor Beach was within a few yards of taking the lead earlier in the first half there, and penalty knocked him back, and then the interception by Dakota Gangler on that same drive ended that scoring threat.
Pickup of three by Ginther on the previous play, second down and seven coming up. Full house formation behind Sorensen. He'll hand it off. It's going to be Ryan Maurer, the ball carrier, and Maurer stacked up near the line of scrimmage. Little or no gain on the play, third down coming up.
Well, Ryan Maurer, one of eight seniors on this Harbor Beach squad here tonight. They're also going to lose the quarterback, Sean Sorensen. Brian Dukoski, one of their running backs there, also a senior. Corey Will, one of the big offense and defensive linemen. His last game was a Pirate this evening.
Senior night activities happening before the start of the football game. All those seniors honored. Ginther, the ball carrier. Ginther carries it down inside the 45-yard line to about the 43. Fourth down coming up. He's short of the first down by about 3 yards. So fourth and three with 8:50 to go here in the third quarter.
Coach Schalke obviously going to go for it here. Down 10 with 8:40 left to go in the third quarter. They need play here. Like I said, outside of that big touchdown play, they really haven't had much on offense here. They just had a hard time getting things going against a good USA defense.
On fourth down three, Ginther gets the call. Ginther looks to have enough of the first downs. He's taken down near the 39-yard line.
Yeah, all he had to do was cross the 40, and he did that, and that's going to be a first down.
8:20 to go here in the third quarter. The Pirates trail by 10, 16-6. Glad you'd be with us right here on Cruise 102 FM. I'm Rick Glauza. Jason Partick is alongside. Don't forget, I almost forgot, Sunday night, 6:45 on Cruise 102 FM. Eddie Fury, Paul Adams, and I will be part of a playoff selection show special. That coming up right after the 6:30 newscast. So tune us in around 6:45 to get the latest on the area teams and the playoffs. And we'll have the selections live for you. If you can't be near a TV, you're maybe out on the road or you're traveling, coming back into town from a long weekend trip, tune us in. We'll have all that information.